I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 9th, 2026. Several local primary races across Kentucky last month were impacted by candidates' support or opposition to AI data center projects. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Sonka reports that polling shows the high energy usage facilities are increasingly unpopular.
Oldham County business owner Rob Houchins was one of the locals who organized to block a massive data center project last year. After winning that fight, he decided to run for county judge executive. Houchins won his Republican primary last month, which he says was in part due to voters' lingering resentment against how county leaders handled the project.
Data centers came up at every forum, every time when the five candidates were in front of people, so it was definitely an issue that was on the forefront of people's minds.
Houchins was one of several county and city candidates across the state who won their primary after opposing local data center projects. Recent polling shows a large bipartisan majority of Americans say they would oppose data center construction in their community. I'm Joe Sonka in Louisville.
The University of Kentucky is in the middle of overhauling and privatizing its campus workforce. Last month, the school announced a new deal with Compass Group as its new dining service employer. UK is currently considering Compass to staff other departments, like its maintenance, grounds, and custodial staff. Jay Blanton is the spokesperson for the university. In an interview with Eastern Standard, he says UK is being strategic on how some services could be improved.
The private sector, we believe, can take what was a really good dining service and elevate it and make it better because they've got scope and scale in terms of thinking about things like purchasing power. And the ability to bring other expertise to the table. They can do that better than we can do it.
University says affected employees will keep their jobs, pay, and benefits as part of this new agreement. But some workers argue that new hires would not receive the same pay and benefit structure as those currently employed by the university. More from Blanton can be heard on this week's Eastern Standard, Thursday at 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. on WEKU and WEKU.org. Fayette County Public Schools will dip into its contingency fund to pay the rest of the year's budget obligations, like bills and payroll. That comes as the district is facing significant financial issues. Earlier this year, FCPS revealed budget misreporting dating back to at least 2008. The district also reported a $16 million shortfall last year. FCPS is currently working to restate this year's budget to be more accurate. In the meantime, it's not clear how much money the district will take from the contingency until the budget is corrected. Acting Finance Director Amy Smith said at a Monday meeting, the district expects to have an updated budget next month after the current fiscal year ends.
It may not be 100% final because we are going through the close of year in process throughout the month of July, which we have until July 25th to complete.
District officials have said next fiscal year's budget will have a contingency fund of $11 million. A former state senator from Hardin County is being remembered as an honest and respected colleague. Dennis Parrott died on Sunday at the age of 66. Parrott was a Democrat who served three terms in the state Senate from 2011 to 2023. He represented Senate District 10, which covers Hardin and parts of Jefferson County. The Elizabethtown native was a farmer who became a Senate Democrat whip during his time in Frankfort. Senate Democrat leader Gerald Neal of Louisville called Parrott a humble person who didn't seek attention, but instead focused on helping military families, students, and agriculture workers of his district and the Commonwealth. You can learn more on these stories and others at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.